The Bible says in Proverbs 25:10, proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. And I would like to say good morning to everyone, and we appreciate you listening in to the Blessings of Liberty radio broadcast today. We're looking forward to this broadcast in particular because it's going to be our Memorial Day broadcast. And we always, past few years now, we've had a special broadcast the Tuesday before Memorial Day and try to emphasize and talk about that. It is a great holiday for a great reason. We're going to talk about that today. I will say my name is Wynn Greer. I'm the pastor of the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church in Vilas, just above the Willow Creek golf course, and we'd love to invite you out to come and be with us in any or all of our services. We have a church website, mountlebanonbc.org, with all the information on there. So we welcome you to the radio broadcast today. Memorial Day is this coming Monday, May the 30th. I'd like to say good morning to Noah today. I appreciate him and being here today and running the dials. Noah, how are you today?
I'm doing well.
Good.
We want to welcome all the listeners we have today on AM 1450 right here in Boone, and also those who are listening in on AM 690 on WZAP in Bristol, Virginia.
We also have with us this morning a special guest, Brother Rick Cornejo. He is the pastor of the Mount Perrin Baptist Church down in the Wildcat community. He's also here representing the local American Legion Post 130. He is actually the finance officer there. And we were talking before the radio broadcast. I think he's also the official spokesperson. They send him out for the radio. Good morning, Rick. How are you today?
I'm wonderful.
Good.
I'm glad to be here.
Yes, we appreciate you being with us. Before we get started today on the content of the radio broadcast, I wanted to read a verse of scripture. And I also wanted to have a special prayer this morning for those who have been affected by all the tornadoes, the bad weather. It's just horrendous what's gone on in our nation in the past 60 days or so. I read the headlines this morning about that there have been almost 500 deaths just from the tornadoes. And so our country's really got a lot of devastation, a lot of hurt. There's the floods in Mississippi. There's the tornadoes over here and close to us in Tennessee and Virginia. And we just want to go to the Lord in prayer concerning and for all these people, and then also remembering the veterans' families that have lost loved ones in honor of Memorial Day. We want to remember that as well. So I'm going to ask Brother Rick if he would to lead us in a word of prayer before we get started and do anything else today.
Lord Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings that you provide to us. We thank you, Lord, for all that you continue to do in our lives. We ask today that you be with those families in Missouri and Alabama and Tennessee and all the states that have had these terrible tornadoes and had this great loss of life. We thank you, Lord, for the reports of those that have been found alive. We ask, Lord, that you comfort them and strengthen each and every one that's gone through this tragedy. And today, Father, we ask you to touch the families and bless them that are grieving over their lost loved ones that have given their final measure for this nation, that we may live in the greatest nation in the world and have the freedoms and liberty that we have. We thank you, Lord, that you continue to watch over us and protect us and guide us. We ask, Lord, that you go with us and strengthen us this day. In Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I appreciate that. And our thoughts and prayers do go out to those that have lost so much during these tragedies in our nation. And I was reading in the Bible this morning, just my daily devotional reading, in Psalms chapter 46, verse 1 through 3. The Bible says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. And that means to stop and think about it. And I was thinking there about the Lord being our help in the time of trouble, and it's describing there a natural disaster. You know, it's talking about the mountains being carried into the midst of the sea, and the waters roaring, and the swelling of the waters. That'd be a tsunami. That's what that's describing there. So I'm glad we have one to turn to during times like these. But we do welcome Brother Rick to the broadcast today. And do you want to give us a explanation? A lot of people, they mix up Veterans Day and Memorial Day. There is a difference.
Well, it's pretty easy to do, because we always associate both of them with our military. And of course, May is when we remember those that have given their lives in their service to their country. We call them our fallen comrades. They started back in the Civil War, where the wives would go out and decorate the graves of the Union and Confederate soldiers, and they called it Decoration Day. And it was that way for quite some time. And then, of course, as we went on through other wars, the United States government decided to set aside a day, like most other countries do, for Memorial Day. I'm kind of excited, too, because this year Memorial Day is actually on Memorial Day, the date that it was always set aside before, May 30th, until we decided to make it a three-day weekend. And then, of course, Veterans Day is for all veterans, anybody that served in the military at any time. And we just recognize them at that time. And, of course, that's the 11th of November, the 11th day of the 11th month and the 11th hour. To remember the armistice that was signed for the end of World War I, which supposedly was the war to end all wars.
And right.
Unfortunately, we know that wasn't the case.
Yeah. So. And Lord willing, you'll be back with us before Veterans Day. Right. We'll go ahead and plan and we'll schedule that right now. So Memorial, and like you were saying, it started out Decoration Day, and churches would go out and decorate the cemeteries. So that should be easy enough to remember. Memorial is recognizing those who have given their lives in service for our country. And you explained some of the history behind it. I noticed the Watauga Democrat yesterday, I guess it was the one that came out over the weekend, they had a lot of good stuff on the kids page.
Right.
And I think last year we were talking about that it's sad that it's not recognized as much as it should be, but they had a whole section that described what Memorial Day was, how to get in touch with people maybe you'd served with. Mm-hmm. There's a website called Together We Serve. Are you familiar with any of that?
Because they've broken it up into branches.
Right.
The Navy's got a branch, Air Force, so you can research real easy to find certain members that maybe aren't, haven't stayed in touch.
Right.
Matter of fact, my wife and I are planning a trip in October to go out in for a squadron reunion, one of my squadrons that I was stationed with out there. So that's how we stay in touch a lot of time. Yeah, the big thing is our school system, because they use the holidays in the spring break time. One of those holidays is Memorial Day, of course, because it's so close to the end of the school year. And unfortunately, that's what happens, is sometimes people have a tendency. Most people think of Memorial Day as a great time to barbecue, the beginning of summer, good sales.
Right.
And they have a tendency to forget exactly what it's set aside for. And a lot of times when you ask the school children, you know, what is Memorial Day, they're not aware. Or they think it's to remember everybody who's passed away.
Right.
And, you need to remember your family members, and I'm glad we do, but that's not what Memorial Day set aside for.
Right. It's for the military veterans.
Correct.
And do you know if they have school Monday, or
yes,
is that a holiday?
They
do have school Monday.
Yes.
I was going to I think we need to mention the services. There's going to be special events going on Monday. You know more about it than I do.
There's two of them that I'm aware of. The two that are normally held every Memorial Day and every Veterans Day is, number one, the flag raising at the administration building at ASU at 7:30 in the morning. And then they normally have a guest speaker there. And then afterwards, they usually provide a continental breakfast in the administration building for anybody who comes out. And then at 10:30 to 12 in the Boone Mall, there will be a special program. The Military Officers Association of the High Country usually sponsors that, and then, of course, the other organizations come by for their program.
Is the American Legion involved in both of those?
We will be there in the mall, and I believe there's a couple from the American Legion and probably some for the DAV that will be at the flag raising at ASU.
Okay. The American Legion is experiencing a little bit of a revival in the ranks here in the past few years, aren't they?
Pretty excited.
Yeah.
We do the military honors for our veterans, which, by the way, every honorably discharged veteran is entitled to military honors. The rules and regulations state that they're entitled to a flag folding and presentation and taps. We take it a step farther in the fact that we do the 21-gun salute and that process. We were having a little trouble for a while getting enough people together because it takes about 10 to 11 people to do it properly. Now, all of a sudden, we have enough where we've even been asked if maybe at some times we could be used for the pallbearers. But we've had some really strong turnouts, some really big interest in doing these military funerals. And the biggest thing is when they're free.
Right.
If your mother, father, sister, brother, mother, whatever, was in the service and they're entitled to the military honors, all you have to do is let the funeral home know that you want it. They'll get in touch with us, and we'll take it from there.
Now, is that universally across the board at every American Legion post, or is that just something that here in Watauga County they do? That's pretty much one of the main thrusts of the American Legion is for the military funerals. So
here in Watauga County, we do the Honor Guard is the American Legion, and then the Color Guard is done by the DAV. It's pretty much a across-the-nation policy with different organizations.
Right.
The VFW, for example, in Wilkes County does the Honor Guard service. So it really depends. The big thing right now is there's not a lot of active duty people available because they're a little bit busy elsewhere.
Right.
And a lot of times that's what happens is the unit, the clubs like the American Legion, the DAV, the VFW, Military Officers Association, wherever, have taken it upon themselves to make sure that each veteran has what they're entitled to, which is the recognition of their service.
Right. I've been involved with, more so been at the graveside as a pastor, and the American Legion, although I'm a member of the American Legion, but in preaching funerals and going to the graveside, and they just do such a great job, and we appreciate all those that take time, because it's a pretty good effort to get 10 people together to, you know, on a weekday. I realize a lot of the guys are retired, maybe not all of them, but maybe, you know, they have to have a flexible schedule, and it's just a great service to our veterans that have passed away, and I really appreciate those that take time and effort to go and to do, and they practice and do a good job. They look nice, and so it's really something that our community can be proud of and thankful for. And we do want to emphasize that if you have a loved one that was in the military, you can call the American Legion. You just let the funeral home know that you'd like them to have graveside services, and they will arrange it. It's not something that's a burden on the family, I guess is a good way to put it. It doesn't cost anything.
Well, and that's one of the things I think a lot of people are concerned with because of the rising cost of everything, but funerals are the same. Barney at Hamptons and Mike Austin and Bob Barnes over at Austin and Barnes already know exactly how to get in touch with us, and you know we can be there pretty quickly. We want to make sure that each one of our fallen comrades gets the service they're entitled to, and again, no extra charge.
Right.
You just call us, we'll be there.
Let's make sure and not give the impression that there's too many American Legion men and women, though, and that we have plenty of help, because you know there's always room for more.
If you know, the other thing is, if you're entitled to or if you're eligible to join any of the organizations, we strongly recommend that, because one of the problems that we run into sometimes, and the reason the American Legion was actually founded, was because a lot of times our benefits were being taken away. Well, when you have over 3 million members as a voting bloc, you know, that's pretty easy to walk in and say, okay, here's what we're wanting you to do, and here's what we may be able to do if you don't.
Right.
And that's how the organizations work, is they fight for the benefits so that they can go over to Johnson City or down to Asheville to the VA hospitals, so they can get whatever they earned in the service.
Right.
So, you know, if you can be a member, please join up.
Yes.
And then, of course, if you want to help us with the military funerals, we provide the uniforms. We'll help you out any way we can.
Yeah. It's a really neat organization. Very patriotic. I get the monthly magazine, you know, and the monthly breakfast that they have.
Third Saturday of every month except December.
Third Saturday of every month except December. Breakfast at the American Legion Post. And the motto is For God and Country.
Absolutely.
And it's just a great organization, a great opportunity. I know when I first got out of the military, being associated with the military was the farthest thing from my mind. I think that's
typical.
That's pretty
that's
normal.
Yeah.
You know, at first, you know, wow, I'm glad I'm done. I'm out. I'm go on, you know, raise my family, pursue my career or whatever. But as you get older, you think about that. I think when you're young, you don't think about a lot of things. But then when you get older, you reflect on it.
Well, just like you mentioned earlier, people on the internet searching for buddies that they haven't had contact with since they left the military. You don't think about that till you get, you know, on up in years, and you start thinking about, you know, the good times and all the things you went through and wonder what they're doing now. And, you know, yeah. And then same thing, most everybody, when they get out of service, they've got other things on their mind.
Mm-hmm.
Feel like I've done my time and I'm going to move on from here.
Right.
But, you know, you start looking back over those times, and it's a lot of fun to get together and reminisce.
Yeah. There's two guys I was in with, and one guy, his name was Roderick. He's a black fella from Mississippi. And another guy, his name was Rick. He's a Mexican from Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was me, and we all went to England together. And they called us the Three Amigos. We were great friends. And I was there for three years. They were there for 2 years. But when they left, I lost touch. And I have tried everything to reconnect, because we were just great friends, did a lot of things together. I prayed for them down through the years. I witnessed to them when I was there in the Air Force. And I just have wondered so many times what happened to them. But I can't find them. And I've tried, not YouTube, what's the other, Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried everything, you know, and I just can't find them. I'd love to. I'd love to reconnect with those two guys. And then there was others.
Sometimes you can go to the service website, and they have what's called a locator, and you can type their name in. And sometimes, if there's any information available, because I know Navy Locator has helped me find several of the folks that I've served with.
Right.
But now one of my best buddies, that he went in the Air Force when I joined the Navy, and we stayed in touch. He retired from the Air Force about the same time I retired from the Navy. I just got word this weekend that he had passed away. So that's one of the reasons I like trying to stay in touch with the friends and the buddies that I had in the service, is because you never know
right
how quickly that can happen.
Yeah.
So
when you're in the military together, there's a special bond, because you all realize that you could be called into war, or many people were in wartime together, fought together. You know, they told us many, many times, especially in basic training, you know, they put into your mind that if you don't listen, you're coming back in a body bag.
Right.
That's what they stressed to us.
Well,
pay attention. This is serious.
You've got to have each other's back.
Yeah, serious stuff.
You've got to be able to trust each other. So.
And so there's a bond there.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, people who've served together, they refer to being brothers.
Right.
Because you live together, eat together, sleep together, work together, and get sick of each other. But then you get over it, you know, and you become sort of a family there. So,
yeah, sometimes you knew what they were going to do before they did it, because you've been around them so long.
And, yeah. So it is a special bond. I have a a song I want to play today. We're going to do that right now. This song, I'm going to send it out to all the veterans, all the families of veterans who have passed away, all the patriotic Americans that listen to the radio broadcast. I wanted to play this today. It's going around, and I've heard it by several groups in several different churches. This is an evangelist, Baptist preacher named C.T. Townsend. He sings this song, "I Have Been Blessed." And there's a verse in this song that says, "We live in a country, the greatest on earth. Our flag stands for freedom, and what it is worth, she stands in the harbor. Miss Liberty calls. All have gave some, but some have gave it all for me to be blessed." And so listen to this song. It's in a church service. There's shouting going on. I like it. Yes. I hope you get a blessing out of it. And then we'll be right back to close out today.
He walks.
We live in a country, the greatest on earth.
sisters, the memories made, the pastor to lead us, the doctor to pray, stripes that can heal, and the blood that can save. Oh, I have been blessed. I like this verse. He's my shoulder to lean on.
Sitting here talking, and not only are we blessed in America, but we are blessed in the mountains.
Yes,
and Brother Rick was telling me that he was born in California, and I said, well, you're a trophy of grace.
Amen. I couldn't wait to get back to these mountains when I retired.
I guess a lot we just know about Hollywood, but there are some good folks. There's some good churches in California.
Really good
Christian people, and
everywhere, actually.
Yeah, everywhere. And so, but we are blessed in this nation. I don't want to live anywhere else.
Yeah.
I appreciate our military, the sacrifices that they make, and they do. It's a sacrifice to go.
Yes.
I was 3 years in England, never came home, never saw mama. I was young. That's sacrifice. Brother Rick was in the Navy.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
more so than me and anybody.
And when you're gone 10 months out of the year, it's
yeah.
rough, and it's rough on the families.
Yes, it is.
There's a program on now called Coming Home.
I've seen that.
That'll give you a little idea what it's like on both sides.
Yes.
And if it doesn't bring tears to your eyes, something's wrong.
I know. Well, I guess we're about to run out of time. Noah's going to give the contact information. You need about 30 more seconds.
30 more. Yes.
Okay.
We can do that.
Oh, yes. It's not getting started. It's getting stopped.
Trying to contain it in the time frame.
Hey, if you want to hear that song again, it's on YouTube. Just type in, I Have Been Blessed. There's like 136,000 likes on it or something. I've watched that, I bet, 25 or 30 times. I get a blessing out of it. All right. Have a great week. Great weekend. Remember what Memorial Day is all about. Thank you for listening in. God bless you. We'd love to hear from you. Noah, go ahead.
This has been Blessings of Liberty with Pastor Wing Greer of the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church in Vilas, North Carolina. If you'd like to contact us, the church phone number is 828-963-4596. That's 828-963-4596. Or you can reach us through the church website at mountlebanonbc.org. That's MTLEBANONBC.org.